I haven't spoken directly to them about it, but as one of the co-chairs of the Presidential Inaugural Committee, I have spoken to our CEO, Tony Allen, and we are very, very confident about the security measures. This is a special security event, so it's different than the traditional event, and you know, all efforts are being made to ensure the safety of the president-elect and the vice president-elect, as well as the public. And that's why we're also encouraging people to make sure that they watch this in the safety and comfort of their own homes.
As a follow-up, are there any specific actions, protocols to keep the president-elect and vice president-elect safe during the swearing-in ceremony or as well as the other virtual events?
Well, you know, I can tell you that this planning has been, as particularly for security, has been over 8 months in the working. And so there are things that are put into place. Of course, we're not going to discuss those on the radio because we want to ensure that safety, but we also want people to know that despite this present moment and the efforts to make sure everything is safe, we also are trying to make sure that the world knows that this is an important and a special time for our country, that we will move forward in a positive direction, and that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will continue to make sure that people know this is for all Americans. This event is for everyone to share in, and that his goal is to unite this country as well as restore the soul and crush the pandemic and bring us back to economic prominence. So you will hear different themes, but it really is about uniting all of America.
And lastly, just a follow up to that, what would you say directly to Americans who are, quite frankly, excited but nervous about the inauguration? What can you say to assure them that all will go off in a safe manner?
I can share with them that I was one of the members of Congress who was in that balcony during the insurrection. And despite that, the members of Congress came back and we certified this election, which was one of the most secure, which actually was the most secure and efficient election in our history. We made sure that we went on with the business of our country. And I will tell people to be ready and excited for a new day and a new chapter in this country under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, but that it requires each of us to also do our part. So be excited, be ready, and let's get to work.